Ran Dafka Vavam and Aleph, who but after the middle of the Amid. Gemara learned out from Zoche Es Yoyma Shabbos that there's a Chiyuv Kiddush by Yoyim also. By Yoyim, Mai Mevorech, what Broche is said by Yoyim? Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Beire Priya Gohen. Broche is Beire Priya Gohen. Let us see the Rashbam. Bayoim mai mevorech. Di amrit kiddush mereishe. Say kiddush, the losh mereishe is unclear from the beginning. You say the whole kiddush. Bosanye Shabbos v'yontev ein bem kiddush ala kais. We learned in Abaraisa that there's no kiddush. You don't say the same kiddush that you say belaylo. Omar Rab Yehuda boire priyagofen. Say Beire Priyagot. Asoi kasa de chamre. You bring a koish shal yayim. Ubruchi, and you make a brocha on it. Umishti, and you drink from it. So now the Rashbam explains the inyan, or the accomplishment of this kiddush. So first the Rashbam says, Mishum kovet Shabbos. Vachalek beimide Shabbos, lemides chol. So the Pashtus, it would seem that this is a Kovet Shabbos, that the Suda starts off with Yayim. By Choyl, usually, it is not like that. Tachmid Rabbeinu Peret says that by Choyl, you drink wine after the Birchas HaMoitzi. Here you drink wine before the Birchas HaMoitzi. I just have a shtickle problem. The Mishnah says in Broches, Eviu lo yayin koidem hamozayin, although the shaila is if the yayin koidem hamozayin is poiter as a yayin shel achar hamozayin. So Rashi says, the Mishnah daf mem beis, amid aleph, birich al a yayin koidem hamozayin, it's poiter as a yayin shel achar hamozayin. Rashi says, Noigin hoyu lohovi koidem achile kois yayin lishtois. That was the minik. That was koidem amozin. That was before they started eating. That was the minik. God, the Gemara says the Mishnah is speaking about Shabbos out of a different reason, because they weren't keveya, sudosam ala yayin la'acher hamozin, that we should assume that the broch of koidem amozin will pater the yayin shalach amozin, because who says there'll be yayin lach amozin? But the loshen of Rashi vaytois noyegin hoyu lahovi koidem achile kois yayin lishtois. So Rashi does not mean kiddush. Rashi means that, so Rashi is bringing a minig that used to bring yayin koidem achile kois yayin lishtois. So then I don't understand too well the hevdel. Mishum kvoy Shabbos lechalek beimide Shabbos lemide schel. From the Loshna Rashbam, it would seem that normally one did not drink yayin before the Suda. Then the Rashbam says it's another inyan. Shuhu inyan shir she'ein oimrim shira ela ala yayin. I'd like to elaborate a little. I saw Shulchan Aruch Harav Simin Kuv Tzadik. He speaks about the inyan of, we had mentioned it already before, but he's marich and elaborates on this inyan. Just like to read the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch Harav. He says, Kol davar hatorn kois, whatever needs a kois, b'chas hamozin, kiddush, etc., Loitai ba'achiza sakois levado, that the alayayim is not sufficient, I'm holding a kois. B'shas amiris oisai dova, sheze eine ma'akiv klal b'diyev. L'chatchila, one should hold the kois. If you're not holding the kois, it's eichnish gefele. Ela ikel, ma'sheitinu kois, wherever there's a necessity to have a kois, hu lishtais mimenu acher amiris oisai dova. The Iker Havo of a Kais is that after you say what you say, you should drink from the wine. What do I accomplish from drinking from the wine? Shetehei oisa amire ke'ein shira anameres alayayim. That the amire, what I am saying here, should be similar to the shira that was said in the Beis Hamikdash alayayim. Sheminaschim al gabi amizbeach, shehi shtiyas amizbeach. So then the shira was said, bishas, the mizbeach was shoyse, there was an achilas mizbeach of yayin, afkan teimeresh shira al shtiyas ayayin. So here also the shira should be said not on shtiyas mizbeach, on shtiyas odo. And later he explains a little more that the chi of shira is should be said ala yayin lav davke. The mevorich has to drink the yayin sheyishta mimenu eize odom yisrael. That the shira should be said when there'll be a shtiya of an odom yisrael. That the lower cotton will help. I just thought perhaps we could understand the dimyan a little. He tells it through to Shtiyas HaMizbeach. The Reb Chaim Volozhiner Nefesh HaChaim says, Ha'odom Me'am HaKodesh, every yid is Dugmes V'tavnes HaMishkon V'HaMikdosh V'chol Kelov. Every yid has in himself a similarity in the tzura of the Mishkan in Migdosh b'chol kelo. Agavucha, he says, Yechaven liboy kineged kodesh hakadoshim. What is his leg? That's the kodesh hakadoshim. But each eivel of a odom is mechuvin kineged the Migdosh v'kelo. The Gemara says in Yume, Omer Abrech, Dafayin Aleph, Omer Aleph, Omer Abrech, Yehoreitzel, Nasech, Yayin, Al Gabi, Amizbeach, Yemalei Groinom, Shel Talmidei Chachomim, Yayin. So the Gemara was Medame, Mili Goroin of a Talmud Chochem, B'Yayin, to Batareitzel, Nasech, Yayin, Al Gabi, Amizbeach. So it seems this is the Nisuch. The Gemara brings a posik, Aleichem Ishim Ekro. The Rashi says, Ishim is a loshen, Ishei Reich Nechoyech Lashem. The Masha explains Rashi that the Gemara is going, it seems this Chalukei Deis, if the Nisuch was made Al Gabi HaIshim, or the Nisuch was made Al Gabi Safolim. So it seems the Radway Rashi learns Pshat, that this Gemara is going, that the Nisuch was made al gabi ha'ishim. So I thought perhaps that's why you need a Talmud Chochem. A Talmud Chochem is aloikai dvori ka'esh niyum Hashem. That is the Talmud Chochem is the lebedika eishol teire. So putting wine into giving him wine is you like menasach agabi ishim. So you have there the Eishal Torah in him. Ah, Poshet Yid, Efsher is Nit, the Ishim. Maybe it's Nisuch Agavi Safolim, but I'll call upon him the Dimyan of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that the main Inyan of Kiddush Alayayin or Shir Alayayin is Shtiyas Yayin. Not like we have Taisvis. Taisvis said, Klor, that by Kiddush, the Minatayre, you have to hold the Kais. Rabboni, you have to drink the Kais. Taisvis, oh, there's another Indian also, Minatayre. But Al Koponim, about this Indian, the Indian of Shtiye is Pshat is Fakert, because then it becomes Shire Al Gabi Yayin, or Kiddush Al Gabi Yayin. Al Gabi Yayin means there is a similarity, Shtiyas Odom, Kishtiyas HaMizbeach. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav also says, Kuv Tzadik Siv Dalet, he says, Tiknu Chachomim B'chol Shire HaNe'emeres Al HaYayin, every Shire that is said Al HaYayin, Yisadru Oysoy Eitzel Birchas HaYayin, It should be said after the Beire Priya Gopin, Shehu Iker Shira Hamiyuchedes Liyayim. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav seems to say that the Beire Priya Gopin is the Iker Shira. It would seem that since Be'etzem Yayin is the Yisoid of Shir, the Yisoid of Shir is Mesameich Alekim Ba'odom, it is the Yisod of Shir, so the Beire Priya Gopin is the Shir of Yayin, Shir HaMiyuchedes LeYayin, that the Rabbeinu Shalom created Yayin, which, that is the Shir, that is the Shvach Beire Priya Gopin, that Yayin is the Yisod of Shir. Perhaps together is the Shtiyah elevates the person to a matzav of Shire. Shire is not, maybe we don't have the correct musig of the true Shire, but the Shire means a gewaltike slavis and simche and is matlis to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So memele in yain is bekoyach to be ma'orer this Shire. So now let us go to the Rashbam. So it could be that is the Rashbam is Moisev Shehu Inyan Shir, that the Beire Pri HaGofen, I think, that my Mevorech, Omar Rav Yehuda Beire Pri HaGofen, Shehu, so Dachsama is going on the Beire, Shehu Inyan Shir, the Beire Pri HaGofen is an Inyan Shir, that you're saying a Shir on the Yayin, which is the Mekir HaShir, Shein Oimrim Shir El Ola Yayin. Vochim meforish b'shultes Rav Achoy b'parshus v'yishma Yisroi. So perhaps the gather is the Yom HaShabbos, Mizmor Shili Yom HaShabbos. The Yom HaShabbos alone is shor Mizmor Shili Yom HaShabbos. So memele, that's the inyan of being shor b'Yom HaShabbos. That's the Beire Pri HaGofen. The Beire Pri HaGofen is the Inyan Shir. Shein Oimrim Shira El Alayai. Just let us see for 1 second the Loshon Haran. Zachayu, that's Chavbeza Medalef. Dibramasu Zachayu ala Yain. Ein, Bechnisosi, Dibestom Achikoma Kol, Lekatshe Bechnisosi. Ein li elo balaylo v'yoyminai. Mashmele dachtroshe, asmach da balmo. Dikdushe di mamme da reise. Heichele im rinne bei lebeire pe yagofen besuloi. Lebroche zu birches anenini. This should be the only kiddush. V'lav me ein kiddushe. Elo kidushi deraisa balailohi tahavi bechnisosoi el mishum de kovet hayoim odif mikovet laila lo chachomim lasis biyoim zeichel kiddush. So the first pshat in the Ran is not the Rashbam's pshat, it's a zeichel kiddush. Vahainu boire pri agofen vesuloi shuas cholas kiddush alaila. So the first pshat in the Ran is that the Beire Pri HaGofen is, I'm starting the Kiddush, but Chazal, because I really don't have to make Kiddush. Well, since Kovod HaYoyim is greater than Kovod HaLayla, so therefore, you also should start a Kiddush, a Zeichel Kiddush, but I don't have to say the whole Nusra. But oi, the second shot, I think this is already similar to our Rashbam. Shalefi she'ein oimrim shira ela alayayim. Since shira is only said alayayim. Kiven shemevolchen ala yayin tchile sheloi kederech shar sudei. So that's like the beginning of the Rashbam. So since we make a broch on the yayin tchile before, we don't do this by shar sudei. Havi ke'ein shvach ushire l'gdushosoi shel yoy. So perhaps that's, so the Beire Pri HaGofen is the shvach ushire l'gdushosoi shel yoy, but it seems he means to say that it is considered a shira since it is done not in the normal life. The person would start drinking wine in the middle of the suda. So where do you see the shira?
But Faker, since you see there is something different over here, Shaloikit Derech Sharasudis, so then the Broche in the Shtiyah has a different purpose. Abekein Shmach Ushvir Lutushosi Shal Yoim. So that could be that's the tziruf of the Rashbam. Mishim kvoit Shabbos lechalik b'midas Shabbos l'midas chol. The steiger is you don't drink yayin koydem asude. So memele, so the whole yayin is shu inyan shir. Shireimim shir el ala yayin. Zog the Gemara weiter. Rav Ashi ikla l'mechuzet. Rav Ashi came to Mechuzah. Omru lei lekadosh lon mal kiddush rabbe. That they were mechabedim that he should be made to them with kiddush rabbe. Havu lei. So they gave him a kois. So va my new kiddush rabbe. It's a big kiddush. He just knew that by yom you make a boire priyagotam. They're talking about a kiddush rabbe. So he had a suffix. He didn't know if maybe they mean Kedusha Rabbah, they also mean a Beir Priya Gofen. They call it Kedusha Rabbah because by all the Kedushim, you start off with a Beir Priya Gofen. So the Hascholos of Kiddush all over is a Beir Priya Gofen. So this is called the Kedusha Rabbah. This Kiddush is said in many places. Or maybe they used to say the Nusach HaKiddush, the Laila the Kiddush, they said by Yom also. So they didn't know clue what they meant. He had a dilemma. It seems he didn't want to ask them, yes, well, what do you mean, Kedusha Rabbah? Some he held it wasn't Kvoida Teire. So, not him Godel, I mean, never to fragen, how to make Kiddush, he yelled some Mele. So he had to find out to Chadifanoif. Is Michdei. Kol Abroche is Kulon, Beire Priyagofen, Omi Beresh. Izichas Arof of the Beire Priyagofen. If there's a Nusach later, not a Nusach, Izichas Arof of the Beire Priyagofen. Om a Beire Priyagofen, so he said a Beire Priyagofen. Ve Agit Bey, and by the Gofen, that's a Chayske Zeugen, with the Nusach, the Gofen is Gven Epsazoi. He was looking around. Chos Yelu, Sovo, the Gochen, the Shossi. He saw he was finishing the Beire Priyagofen, so there was a sofer that bent down to drink already. Oh, so by states that they finished already. That's the end of the Kiddush. Koriyanav she'a chochem einov beroyshem. Chochem einov beroyshem means, Rashi says, beroyshem sholdovei sees the sofer already. That means he knows what to do to find out the sofer. So he did not have to be mevazeh himself, mustame bifneim. Zeishtalach sefer, he held it was not quite a teire that, the Rav zal fragen, wie mach me Kiddush in the free, so therefore he did it in the Sefer. Kiddush Rabbe, so what was taken there, Kabon, a Beir Priya Gofen, the Korolei Kiddush Rabbe, da Kulu Kiddush Kamrolei, this Nusach is said by every Kiddush. Va Agit Bey, Herich Bey, Lidas, im Yisarv Echem Em Lishtois, if one will be Memayer Lishtois, the Bekach Yovin, the Beir Priya Gofen, the Gim Leime Vesuloi. She'im loikein, what'll be, if after the Beir Priya Gofen, everyone is still attentively listening to his Kiddush, ho ya'oime Kiddush Godel Shalayla kimin hogam, then he would have said, Kiddush Shalayla. If he sees that no one's interested in drinking, so then he would realize that they say, that they mean the whole Nusach, so he would say that, Mechayre, the Shaila is, the Gram Horovitz Esakashe, I mean, how could he say Kedusha Laila Kimin Hogam? And we hear it, but the Baraisa says, you only make Kedusha the Laila. They have such a minig, I mean, how, it's a Broch Levatola. How could he say such a Kiddush? So he fragged the Gram Horovitz. So the Gram Horovitz says, he says, Abshat, he was Mesupik, maybe they didn't make Kiddush at night, these people. So they told them to say Kiddush Rabbe, that means that we learned before, if you didn't make Kiddush at night, so by day you make the Nusach. So you make the Nusach by day. That's what the Gram Horovitz says. That was his other tzad. But the Loshna Rashbam is not mashma like that. The Loshna Rashbam says, Hayoima Kiddush Godel Shalayla Kimin Hogon. I says they had a minik. It wasn't a mikra that they didn't make Kiddush at night. It seems it was their minik. The Dvar Shmuel brings down from the Chidah. The Chidah brings a raya from this Maise, that if a person has a minig, and not to make a brocha on Halo, Rosh Chodesh, and he's davening in a shul where they make a brocha, and he's davening for the Yomit, Zalamachan a brocha, and he brings a raya from this Chashbam. That you go, bosa, their minig. This is a little different. I mean, this lechayre, it's not such a good dimyan, because vinish to me, I mean there are archilukedeis and poiskim. Do you make a broche? Don't you make a broche? So memele, see, it's a little better lechayre, but here kimin hagam lechayre. I mean, this was only their minig. There wasn't. This is, it's a close game from here, but here we have to understand what the Makir, what the Makir was to say a broche. The Dvar Shmuel taken to a Taz and Simon Membov, but I saw a going there. The going to Aksumir is a little clever than the Taz. There's a Shaila if you say Hanoisin Layoiv Koyach. The Machaber says that in Chazal we don't find such a nusach. Later there was a pshma that the Goinim or Machadish is such a nusach. Anoisin liyav koyach. The Gemara in Saif Brochus says the like kafufim. These brochus it says in Saif Masechtas Brochus, but the broch of anoisin liyav koyach it doesn't say. So Machaber says you shouldn't say it. So the Gemara says you should say vilzach as mezoktes. So the Goyin says on this remo of a minig oiker halacha. So the Goyin means to say that the emerson, there's no such broche tak. I mean, we in the Chazal we don't find such a broche. But there's a minig to say it. So the minig is, in Ashkenaz there's a minig. In Ashkenaz a minig to say it, and I saw you have koyach. So memela a minig oiker halacha. So that makes that even though in Yisod there's no such broche, but if there's a minig to make such a broche, so a minig oiker halacha. So it could be that was the cheshbon over here. The cheshbon over here was that since in this place there was a minig to make a nusach of kiddush, so memele, so he held he could make it for them. Zoktaisvis. Havi gochin vishosi. So Taisvis says, Vim toimar, the beperik shloishe sheochlo amrinon, eina mesubim rashoim litoim adshe yitoim amevorech. What was pshat in this zokin? This zokin went and drank wine. Before Rav Ashi had a chance to drink. The Gemara says that if one person is mighty the others, they're not permitted to be toyim till the mevorech is toyim first. So what is pshat in this zok? The yeshloima, so Taisus answers, the hainu davke bahamoitzi. That Gemara is speaking about birchas hamoitzi. Shetzorich lechel. By Birchas HaMoitzi, Birchas HaMoitzi is a Birchas HaNenun. By a Birchas HaNenun, you cannot be Moitzi someone else if you yourself are not eating. Kedemrinim bepeirik ro'u bezn, lo yifreis odem prusa lo oichim, elim kein oichli moim. A person cannot make a Moitzi for his oichim unless he is also eating. Because by a Birchas HaNenun, there's no din arvis. The whole din arvis is only by Birchas HaMitzvis. So therefore, he can only be mighty them if he's yaitze himself with his broche, he's being toyim from the past, then he could be mighty them also. Is hilkach tzorech lahamtim ad sheyitem amevorech. So Taisus has a very lomdish svore. So Taisus says that bishlam by birchas hamoitzi, it only is a toyres broche for myself because I'm eating from it. That's the only reason I can be mighty you. So kol's man. It doesn't have a teiris broche, or the gmar, or a broche, or the tvisis a broche is chal when I eat myself. So you're not permitted to eat till I eat. Because then it gets a shame broche. What'll be if I'll say a moitzi and I won't eat? So it's garnish mit garnish. So the shame broche it gets By the Mevorich is after he starts eating. So therefore, first the Mevorich has to eat, and now Yedei Achilah say then, they're permitted to eat. Avol Kiddush. Shein Choyve Lishto Islam Mevorich, but Kiddush is a Birchus HaMitzvahs. When it's a Meirah de Kechiddush in Taisvahs, we see that the Boire Priyagofen also is a din of a Birchus HaMitzvahs. That I can make a Boire Priyagofen, I don't have to drink. Is ein zorich lahamtin. So a mele de shtie does not make the broche for a broche. It is a broche without the shtie. So then you're permitted to drink afilu before the mevorich was time. That's how Taisus wants to differentiate between the gemara and broches and our gemara. Umiyu birishalmi de broches, omar av abe b'shem rab, misubim asurim litoim, Ad she yitoim ha-mevorach. Asurim, the mesubim are also litoim. They're not permitted to be toim till the mevorach will be toim. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi oimer, shoysin apopim shalois shosom. V'loi pligi. So the Yerushalmi says, there's no machloikis. Ma da'om ha-rababo, that's what Rababo said. That they're not permitted to be toim. Before he's toyim, is kshayakulim zekukim lekais echa. If they were dependent on his kais, so then they should not drink before he drinks. That means if he poured into their kais, now they have it, they should wait till he drinks. Seems it's a psimoa derech eretz teke halocha, that they're dependent on him. The whole yayin they have is through him, so mamela they should wait till he drinks. Ma the Omar Rabbi Yeshua k'sheesh lo Ma the Omar Rabbi Yeshua k'sheesh lo cholechot koisay biyode. Rabbi Yeshua is speaking about that each one had their own kois. If each one had their own kois, so then each one is permitted to drink. Umash menami. So then one can then they can drink without they don't have to wait for him because they're not dependent on him. That if they don't have a kois, afilu shofach mi kois brocha le koisus acherim, that's b'cheir the first case. If they don't have a kois, afilu he gave them wine, ein lehem litoim, ad she yitoim ha-mevorech. Avol k'sheyesh l'cholechot kois, but if each one of them has a kois, ein tzorich lahamtin, then they don't have to wait. So therefore, this Zokin had a kite. So therefore, and he wasn't dependent on the kite of Ravashi, so therefore he did not have to wait. Mikan yesh leichia, shein tzorech lishpoich mikoish shel brocha l'shar kites. So from here we see, that from our Gemara, we see you don't have to pour from the Kaish HaBrocha L'Shar Kaisis, because you see, he started drinking already. He didn't have anything of the Kaish HaBrocha. Umiyu Heichet V'Pegimi, but what is if the Kaish of the Shaimim is Pogum, is Tzorech Lishpech Mimenu L'Shar Kaisis, then you have to pour from the kois shall broche to the other kois, they shall yishtu kula mi kois shein epogum. But the shtiyah should be from a kois shein epogum. Afagav the shtiyah loy ma'akve, can amrin repeg pekom avan, even though their shtiyah is not ma'akev if the mevorech is shoyse, but al koponim, if they are drinking and there's a mitzvah for them to drink, so they should drink yayin shein epogum, so therefore, then he should pour into their kais. And Agamara is speaking about that their kais wasn't pogum, so mamele they're able to drink right away from their kais. So I heard a pshtikul ha'orev l'chayre. What is pshat in this shtir? What pshat they drink from their kais? They drink from their kais. What's pshat in their kais? They were yaitze with his kiddush, and they drink from their kais. So lochayre, the kiddush was said on his kais. He said the Kiddush on his kais. So what yichus does their kais have? That the thing they should drink from it. So at first I thought, perhaps it's totally in the machloikis, we had mentioned a few times, machloikis, Rashi, and Tosfos, and Brochas, Afchof, Aleph, Amud Beis. If a person is holding in the middle of Shemayna Esrei, and he hears Kiddushe, what should he do? So Rashi says he should listen, and will be Yaitol Shemaya Ka'ine. Tosfos says he can't listen to be Yaitol Shemaya Ka'ine, because then it's considered a hefsek. He's mafsik and he's ain in the middle of Shemayna Esrei, so it's a hefsek. So he mentioned that Tzlach says that the machlekes Rashi and Tosfos is what together of Shemaya Ka'ine is. Tosfos learned shat at together of Shemaya Ka'ine is that a person who is listening is ki'ilu he is saying. That is the Shemaya is equivalent to an oine. The Torah gave it a chshivis ayidei shmiyosei ki'ilu he's being an oine. Ki'ilu he is saying. So Mamela, if the gedder is he's saying, so then it's a hefsek. Not allowed to speak in the middle of Shemen Esra to, a ke'oin is also not permitted to speak. Masha Enkein, Rashi learns. Rashi learns Shemei Ka'in is Pshad is not I'm speaking. I'm by listening to him, so I'm Yaitza with his Aniyah. Whatever, that I'm Yaitza with his Aniyah. Ke'oin, Kilo, that I'm Yaitza with his Aniyah. So if I'm Yaitza with his Aniyah, so Pshat is, but not I'm speaking, so if I'm not speaking, it's not considered a hefsek. So I thought perhaps we could say, Tosfos Lishitosai. Tosfos holds that Shemei Ka'in is Pshat. That Shemei Ka'ina is that the Shemei, it's Ki'ilu the Shemei is saying. So the Shemei is saying, so each one is saying Kiddush on his own kais. Each one is saying Kiddush on his own kais. Basically, she does it. So I'm a so I'm drinking of a, so we have 20 people making Kiddush. Each one's making Kiddush. One is making with his mouth, and the 19 are making with Ayidei Shmiyosom. It's Ki'ilu, they're making Kiddush. So I'm a so it's, So it could be Tosfos Lishitosai, that's the Inyan, that is the Inyan of drinking from this kais. But I found a Moiridike Mogen Avrom in Machzis HaShekel. The Mogen Avrom explains that Mogen Avrom is a Menreisha in Aleph Siv Kotten Lamed Beis. Mogen Avrom explains a halacha as follows. The Mechaber paskins, what happens if a person made Kiddush? He made Kiddush al kais, and after he finished the Kiddush, the kais spilled out. Zok the Mechaber, so what should you do? Bring a different kais, make a Beire Priyagofen, and drink from that kais. Zok the Mechaber. Drink from, Yaitza Kiddush already, bring another kais. You don't have to make Kiddush over again, bring another kais. If there was Yain Lefonov and then he had intentions to drink from this Yain, you don't have to make a Beire Priyagofen, just pour some wine and drink it. But if they have to bring other new wine, make a Beire Priyagofen and drink it in Shalom Ayisrael. So what's pshat in this? He's drinking from, they're bringing wine from the kitchen, and then he drinks it, and then Shalom Ayisrael. What is this wine? This is Golnish. He didn't make Kiddush on this wine. He made Kiddush on a different wine, and that wine spilled. So what's the meaning of drinking this wine? Zok the Mogen Avro, as follows. Moiridike Mogen Avro. Kiven she Kiddush al Hayai, he was Mekadish al Hayai. Vitoam, and he drank wine also. Afal pi she loy tome oisei hakois. He didn't drink from the Kaisal Kiddush, he drank from a different Kais. Yotso, he yotso. So the Mogen Avrom says, where do you see such a chiddush? The ho, so look the Mogen Avrom, k'sheyesh koisois acherim lifnei amesubim, she brings down a halacha, when this koisois acherim lifnei amesubim, ain't tzrichim lishtois mikois amekadish. So vakert kiddush was made on the mekadish's kois. Nothing was said on their koisois. And afal pi kein they could drink. So you see, you don't have to drink of the Kaisal Kiddush. There's two dinim. Mogen Avrom. You have to say Kiddush ala Kais. That's one thing. And then you have to drink wine. But the wine that is drunk does not necessarily have to be the yayin shel kiddush. You can drink different wine. So he says, just like we see that the misubim are yoytze by drinking different wine, which kiddush was not made, in kain hu atzmai gam kain yotzo b'kais achat. So therefore, if the Mekadosh himself spilled out his kais spilled out, he's yaitzed, the din shti with a different kais. So the Magen Avraham says, amuyim de kechidish, that you don't have to drink of a kais that kiddush was made on. You can drink from a different kais. The Machzus HaShekel brings down the Li'arab and the Tais v'Shabbos, but ask on the Magen Avraham atzushtel to the Mesubim, by the Mesubim you say Shemeya Ka'oines, so they made Kiddush on their Kais. So Mamelis, they're drinking from their Kais on Shemeya Ka'oines. And Bemison the Rosh says this on our Taisvis. The Rosh says, Sha'anu Royim Ki'ilu Kol Echot Kiddush al Kais. This is the Rosh on our Taisvis. So you're not drinking from a different Kais. You're drinking from a Kais shel Kiddush. Masha'enkain in the case of the Magen Avraham. So what's the tzushtal? Amirdike Kash in the Magen Avraham. So we would say, no, Snishkefelach, he learns like Rashi, we paskin like Rashi, that Shmei Ka'in is Pshat Am Yaitse with Yenim. So it could be, it's not considered that each one made Kiddush on their own Kais. The Yaitse with Yenim's Amir, and Yenim's Amir was on his Kais, not on their Kais. But the Master HaShekel does not say this. The Master HaShekel says that the Rai from the Magen Avraham is, Taisvis just said, what happens if their Kais is Pogum? So Taisvis says, so afterwards, you have to pour from his Kais to their Kais to be Misak in their Kais. That they should drink Yain Sheinei Pogum. So the Master HaShekel, but if their Kais was Pogum, with which Kiddush were they Yaitze? They weren't Yaitze with their Kais. Because you can't make Kiddush on a Kais Pogum. He poured the Yayin in after the Kiddush. So they had a Kais Pogum Lifnei. That's the Magen Avraham's Raya. Over there, you can't say that Al Shemei Ka'ina, I made Kiddush on this Kais. You can't make Kiddush on this Kais. It's a Kais Pogum. So Al Kolchoch there is Pshat, they were Yaitse with his Kiddush. He made a good Kiddush. And V'Aval P.K. later they drink. So what's the end of the later drinking? So one could say, because later they're drinking from his kais, he pours from there. But Al Kaponim, the Magen Avraham is held that there's an inyan of drinking from their kais also. That's the chiddush of the Magen Avraham, that there's no inyan to drink of the kais shekitshuala. There's an inyan to drink after kiddush. Zok tais v'svaita. V'gam b'hamoytze yesh lechiyach mirishalmi. Im yesh lechol echot kikroi, by a moitzi, so now Taisus is saying, not the way we said before. Before we differentiated between abirchas hanenin and abirchas hamitzus. Abirchas hanenin, the loch is that they can't be toyim unless the mevorach was toyim first. But the Yerushalmi vice this nitzah, because Yerushalmi is speaking about tzai achila and tzai shtiyim. The asurim litay machita v'amavorech and nafu bishloi nishayis nafu bishloi shasa v'loi pligi if it's kukim or if it's not kukim. So it seems if they're not kukim, they're permitted if they have a kikre in front of them. Im yesh kol echad kikre in tzorich lahamtin v'oichol kol echad mishloi. Yeah, so they don't have to wait from him, and he'll be mitzi them with the birchas hamitzi, and they'll eat from their kikah. Baha the omar tul boch, the Gemara says in broches that if a person is mitzi someone else with the broche, it's not a hefsik if he tells him tul boch, take from the pruse that a broche was made on, and he gives them from his pruse. Umrina nami balabayas baitek the shiyivtsa ba'ayin yofa, the mashmashen oichlam elamashe machalik lam. So that's my rich pshayin kikil of nei kolecha. They're speaking about that they don't have a kikil, don't have a kikil, and fakir, so then they're dependent on him. Inami b'shabes, ach gein shein lam lechem mishne, das trichen lechel mibtsiyosai. So they're vitally dependent on him. Then they have to eat from his psi, because they didn't have lechem mishne. Lamaise Taisvis says that there's no inyan to pour from the kosh shel broche into their kosh, unless it's a kosh pogum. Taisvis being Zaraya from our Gemara. The Rosh wants to say v'nirli the ein raya mahoche, the ikel meima the gochin, v'higbia kosei lahoishit lemevorech sheyishpoich lekosei. That the Zokin went, he bent down, he picked up the kois, and he handed it over to Ravashi. Ravashi should pour into his kois. That was his v'gochin v'shosi d'koma perish gochin. He bent down lita in koisai k'day l'saknoi lishtois. Could be there is an inyan that you should have from the kois shebirchu olo. But l'alocha we paskin that if they have a kais, you don't have to pour from the kais shel kiddush. That's what the mechaba paskas, unless they have a kais pogu. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omri b'nei Rabbi Chiya, mi sheloi hivdil b'meitzoi Shabbos, mavdil b'hoilech b'chol ha-Shabbos kuloi. A person is able to say Abdullah the whole week. The whole week that's connected to, it's considered, it's connected to this Shabbos. Bat kama, om rab zeira ad revi b'shabbos to yom revi till Wednesday. Yo, the Yosef rab zeira kamid rabasi, v'om rolo rabasi kamid rabbi yechenin, v'yosef v'koma linyin gitten, chode b'shabbate. I guess if a person made a tnai that you should pay me up after Shabbos, it's chode b'shabbata trei utlose boso shabbata. That's called after Shabbos. Arba v'chamsha mali yoyme kami shabbata. That's called before the next Shabbos. So kaponim till Wednesday it's still called boso shabbata. There's been a raila gabi to Biyotze, Bimava Sedre, one could be Mava till, the next Bidiyevitik is man, till Wednesday. That's still called, it's still Makusha to the previous Shabbos. Zok the Rashbam. Ad Revi Bishabbos, Voloi Ad Bechlal. Abu Mirvi Ve'elach, Gabi Shabbos, Habo Mischash, Linyi Gitten. Im Om Allah Hareze Gitech Amenashe Titnili Reish Zuz Achar HaShabbos Amenashe Titnili Koidem HaShabbos. So it matters the till Wednesday is Achar and from Wednesday is Koidem. Yeah. There is a Machlekes Orishainim. What is Pshat in these 3 days? That one can make a, if he didn't make Abdullah to make Soy Shabbos, he has till Wednesday to make Abdullah. Machlekes HaRishonim in Mesechtes Broches, in the third Perek, was a maisa omru shapam aches hoyo rizal oinon v'ocho b'loi havdola. The ri was an oinon maitzoi Shabbos and he ate without havdola. Right? Because he wasn't mechuyiv b'havdola. L'machrosoi shebo mi beis ha-kvoris, the kvoru was on Sunday, omru loi lomo einech oisa havdola. Why didn't you make havdola now? So he said, Ma'acher shehoyisi potter emesh b'shas chiyav avdolah. Since I was potter last night, when the chiyav was chal, mishum shehoyisi oinom, gam ate potter ani. I'm also potter. Shekeim atzine per kama dechagige, chiger b'yom rishin, v'nispashet b'yom sheni, kivin shenitcha b'yom rishin, shuv einechai b'yom sheni. If b'shas the chiyav, he was potter, so there's no din tashlumim. So therefore, he did not make Abdullah that way. But Rav Meir Zal, the Nuremberg Kosa Vilcha Simcha Shaloi, Mi Sheyesh Loi Meis B'Shabbes, Loi Nikvar Ad Lemocha, Loi Hivdel B'Meitzoi Shabbes, is V'Yema Moches La'acha Shanikvar, Osa Lechel Ad Sheyavto. And he has to make Abdullah. Lamrinim im sechtes psochim, mishle hivdol b'maitzoi Shabbos, mavdol b'hoylech kol ha-Shabbos kula. So what is the machloikit? So he says, skiven, bizman avdole, kol yoyim ha-mochus v'chol ha-Shabbos kula, af al-pish lehoye yoche la-havdol, Koidem shenitba meise, yavdelacha shenitba meise. So again, this still is man havdola. That's what the Ramea, that's what he brings from Ramea Zal de Nuremberg. And the Rosh Verzois, nearly Kedivri Rabbi Yehuda, that was the Ri. So we have a machlokes harishonim, what is pshat in that we yamavdol to yom dalet. The Rosh Loim Shat and the Rabbi Yehuda Loim Shat, that it's a din tashlumim. That means the Zman Abdullah is Meitzoy Shabbos. So Memele, so the whole din tashlumim, the person was Mechuyet, Diker Zman. He didn't have wine, or it was a different oinus, so Betzim he was a Baal Chiyuvet, so then this Zman Tashlumim. Mashenken, if he was a lav bar chiyuva, an oinon is a lav bar chiyuva, so there's no din tashlumin, she stelt so tachiga. And the Rameir, the Nuremberg, loim shad, it's not a din tashlumin, it's a zman. The zman havdole is till Wednesday, that's the zman. So he was an oinon at the beginning of the day, so, hat er doch weiter a zman to be mavdol. The things that the machlokes hashenim shad na gemara. But Kebega just says this whole din of Shloisha Yomim is only by Shabbos. So there's a din Bosa Shabbat. By Yomtiv there's no such din 3 days afterwards. There's no Indian of 3 days after Yomtiv. Want to say a Chiddush though, the day afterwards, since the Laila's Heilach Acha Yoim, so the day afterwards is a din Tashlumim. Zogt Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Yaakov Baridi Avoloi Al Ho'ur. Dr. Ashbam Avoloi al Urim Loi Borech al Haner Boire Me Oire Ha'esh B'Meitzoy Shabbos Shuv Einei Mevorech, then he doesn't make any more Boire Me Reish Kach Nirali Ha'amadover Kedisani B'Mokim Shenogu E Mevorechim Boi Elo Boire Meitzoy Shabbos Ha'yol V'Tchilas Briyos Ha'yol. That is man of Boire Me Reish is only Meitzoy Shabbos. Omar Rav Brune Omar Rav A neitel yodov, a person who washed his hands, he made on a tilis yadayim, lo yekadish. So we're saying, b'shem rav amemre, that if a person washed his hands, he made it, and he's going to eat, it's leil Shabbos, but he didn't make kiddush, so he should make sure that he should not make kiddush. He has to hear kiddush, so he said, hear kiddush from someone else, but he himself should not make kiddush. Zokter Ashbam, notal yodov, lo yekadish, ala acha yekadish. Someone else should make kiddush, vuhu yeitze yedei chaybosai b'shmiye, and he'll be yeitze b'shmiye, ushtiye, and he'll drink also. But he shouldn't, he himself should not make kiddush. Why? So the Ashbam says as follows, if he's listening, the enkan hesach hadas, it's not considered he was mesiach das from the netila, ma'acha shu atzme eine mevorech. If he's not making kiddush, so he's not getting involved in something else. He's listening. So listening is a passive action. So memele, it's not considered a hesach hadas from the netila. Avol hu atzmei lo yekadish im notol yodav kdei sheyoichol osmach netila dilifnei kiddush. But he himself should not be Mekadosh if he washed himself, and he wants to eat the with this Netila. The Kiddush Mafsik Bein Netila La'achila, V'ahave Kehesech Adas Uboi Netila Achitik. From the Loshna Rashbam, it would seem that the Kiddush is Kehesech Adas. That means that since he's verbally saying Kiddush, he's saying something, he's getting involved in a different Indian, so that is considered a Hesach Adas, and with this Aloha Taikif L'Netila Suda, you have to be Masmech the Netila to the Suda, so by getting involved in another Indian, by saying Kiddush, so that's Ke Hesach Adas, and it passes the previous Netila. Oboi Netila Achite. Bosa Kiddush. And then you'll have to wash your hands again after Kiddush. The take of until Shadayim Suda, because the halacha is you have to eat as soon as, right after you made until Shadayim. So therefore he should not make Kiddush. He should not make Kiddush if he washed. But Shvil Kiddush like boy Netila. For the Kiddush alone, you don't need a Netila. That Neitel Yodav Lepeiris Areza Migas Eruach. So there's no Chiv to be Mekadish for the Yayin Alts Yayin. V'hokem Ashmelon, so here he's coming to tell us, the Netila Shalifnei Kiddush Einei Oileloi. The Netila Lefnei Kiddush Einei Oileloi. Lefikach Yikadish Tchile, so therefore he should make Kiddush before. Va'achekach Neitel Yodo, and then he should be Neitel Yodo. V'cholshkein dahan Neitel Yodo lo Yavdo. If he's Neitel Yodo, v'avad gibis he should not make Abdullah. Dafil lo Kiddush. The b'makim sudo. This is b'makim sudo. Pikol amayim adalek esach adas. One could say it's not called the esach adas. Okay, this is it's b'mokim sude. So memelit like as cholas asude. So I'm not getting involved in something else. If a lochin yachalis mechal netila dolif naikidish. So vadi gives abdullah. Behold, the kamar nota lo yekadish. That what he says. If he did wash his hands, he should not make kiddush. V'loy omar, maybe say something else. Mekadesh, v'chayzev v'neitul yodo. Let him be Mekadesh, and then he'll wash again. Why do you have to say, davke lo yekadesh? Let him be Mekadesh. Hayne mishum d'labine netul shadayim t'chay zimne. D'chode v'naye b'roch l'vatola. Then it'll come out that the first netul was a b'roch l'vatola. If it'll be a shemeya, so it comes that he was yoytze with the previous netila, so there's no b'roch l'vatola. But if it'll be mavsik, so it comes out the first netila was in vain, and it's absurd because he washed and then there was chalav psapaslis, there was kehesach adas in netila sudu, so it's a baruch levatola. The chod minay baruch levatola. Hilkach leyekadeshu, so therefore he should not make kiddush. Avol chaveiro yekadesh loy. The chaver should be mekadesh. Zogt Teisves, Hanoitel Yodov lo yekadish. Perish Rashbam, Ubeseder der Rav Amram, what is the reason that he should not make Kiddush? Mishum Hesach Adas. Because, Teisves, the Rav Gufe Kama Beperkol Aboso, Noitel Odom Yodov Shachris, Umasna Aleim Kol Ayoim. Rav himself said a person can wash his hands in the morning, and he's masnid that this netila should be good for the whole day, and he does whatever he does the whole day, and he can eat without washing again. So you see that getting involved in other inyonim is not a poisel on the netila rishayne. And here Rav himself says that's kehesach hadas and the apostles and netila rishayne. Yishloima the tnai loimahani lehechid loishchichi mai. That's what Rav said. Neitel Odom Yodov Shachis Amasna Aleim, that's speaking about where there was not an abundance of water. Goyin Shein Lemayim B'Samach, it doesn't have water near him. He can get water, but it doesn't have B'Samach. Or Yesh Levitzach L'Dor Macherim, or there is water in front of him, but he needs it for other purposes. So So if it's leishchichi maye, so it's a little difficult for him. So then the halacha is that he should not, he's permitted to make a tnai. Aval heiche de shchichi maye, but what is if there is an abundance of water, v'yeshla b'samach, lo yoyel tnai. The tnai was only, one can only rely on the tnai when it's leishchichi maye. Kidamash Ma'asim, so Taisa says, with the sugi alone over there, it would seem that Rav himself is only speaking about Leshricha Mai. Why? To come out. So the Gemara in Chulin is as follows. First, the Gemara brings down the memory of Rav. Rav says, Noitel Odom Yodom Shachris, Umas Naleim Kaloya. That's the memory of Rav. And right afterwards, the Gemara brings down, Omalu Rav Elahanu B'nei Paksa Da'arovit. Rav told that there was a certain shtot, he going, Atun gloi shchichi lochu mayim. You don't, it's not shchichi mayim by you. Moshu yedaiche metzafre, ba'asnu alayu kula yoy. So I'm telling you a kula, and you're permitted to wash in the morning and make a tnah. Ike da omri, bishas adchak. So others say, this maise was b'shas adchak, u'plige de Rav. Then in Rav holds a foolish loy b'shas adchak, it's also mutter. Be'ike da amri, av shaloy b'shas adchak, that the bnei paksa da rovis was shaloy b'shas adchak, v'haynu de Rav. So then Rav stems with Rav. Now, if we say that Rav is speaking about Shaloi B'Shas Adchak, what is the title to Loi Shchichi L'Chumaye? So Loi Shchichi L'Chumaye doesn't mean there's no water whatsoever. It means Loi Shchichi L'Chumaye. That means there's no abundance of water. So then the Gemara says, so then he holds like Rav. So we see that Rav alone was only matter when there wasn't an abundance of water. So the Mela says, very good. So Agamo is speaking about there is an abundance of water. Mashma the Rav Nami Ayri b'lo yishchichi maya. Ki the koma, ki goin atun d'lo yishchichi luchu maya. The koma v'haino the Rav. For Rav Olchonon Meforish. Rav Olchonon says a different mahalach in the Chla on this memra of Rav. Now what does he say? He says, Anoytel Yodov lo yekadish, mishum de merzi ki noitel yodav lepeire, reizeh migasei horuach. Not al tefsik, because tefsik is no psul of hefsik. We see noitel odom yodom shachis, amasno kala yem kule. But if he washes his hands and he makes kiddish, so then it's merzi ki noitel yodav lepeire, and then reizeh migasei horuach. So therefore, that means even though he was really washing for the Suda, and it's not a hefsik whatsoever, but his actions, it would seem that he washed for the Kiddush, so he's a night yodu apayra, so therefore we tell him he should not make Kiddush, no, someone else should make Kiddush. L'chayre, I had a shtikel ha'ore, l'chayre, according to Rabbi Chonon also learned pshat, that Rav is telling us that he should not make Kiddush, no, he should be yaitz with someone else's Kiddush. Now, l'chayre, it shouldn't be dependent who's making Kiddush, it should be dependent if he drinks from it or not. We learned in the Rashbam says that Mikir Adin the Makadish doesn't have to be toyim. Someone else can be toyim. So l'chayre, the criteria should not be if he's making Kiddush, or if he's listening to someone else making Kiddush, the criteria should be if he drinks from the wine, if he doesn't drink from the wine. If he doesn't drink from the wine, if he makes Kiddush, also should be good. If he doesn't drink from the wine, if he does drink from the wine, if someone else makes Kiddush, it's also good. It's also not good. If he's drinking from the wine, if someone else makes Kiddush, it should not be good. If he's not drinking, if he makes Kiddush, it should be good. It's really not totally in the bepoil that you're drinking. It's totally, you see what he does right away. If he washes his hands and takes the kais, so people see, oh, why did he wash? He washed because you have to be a noitel yodom lepeiros. They won't wait around later to see if he did drink, if he didn't drink. That means that in the Tilas HaKoyis, right after the Tilas Yadayim, it seems that that's Moira, that he's doing it for Peiris, and therefore he shouldn't do it, because Reza Megal Seruah. Al Koponim, the Baches of Sagirsov, he will understand the Omalahu, this member of the Gemara, Hanoitel Yodav Le'Yekadish, this was a member of Rav Huna Omarav, and then became Omarav Adem and Rabava Omarav, not to other Yodav Le'Yekadish. So two people said, B'Shem Rav, that there's a halacha that one should not be Noitel Yodav before Kiddush, because also according to the Rashbam, because it's near Kesach Hadass. Omar Lohu, so to these two Bale Memres who repeated B'Shem Rav that you cannot make B'Neitel Yodav and then be Mekadish, Akati Omar Lohu Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta, Akati Leinoch Nafshi V'Rav, Rav wasn't nifte yet, Shachachninu L'Shmaitse, very forgot what Rav holds, Zimnin, it's false, Rav never said such a thing, Zimnin I personally saw, Zimnim Sagiyin, many times Avakim Nakami Dara. Zimnim Dachvivale Rifte, sometimes he wanted to eat Chale, Mekadisha Rifte. Zimnim Dachvivale Chamre, Mekadisha Chamre. Zot de Rajba. Dachvivale Rifte, Shoho Yeroch, Rav was hungry, Mekadisha Rifte. Alme Loiboi Netila Achite. So you see what did Rav do? Rav went, and then he washed his hands, and then he made Kiddush and passed. Alma leiboi netila achita. So that means even though before he ate from the pot, he said Kiddush. So you see that the amiris a Kiddush is not considered a hefsik between the netila and the achila. Alma leiboi netila achita. Ela mikore Moshe Yodi v'ochel name de Kiddush. Al me Kiddush ala acha netilo echoshev hesach adas. This is some of it. So he says this memory you're saying over is not a true memory. Zok te Rashbam. V'chein hilchesen. The loch is like that. The mi she notol yodav koydem Kiddush. Ein tzorech lachze v'litlon acha Kiddush. You don't have to wash hands over again. It's not called, the Kiddush is not called hesach adas. And no one differentiated between Mekadosh Arifte and Mekadosh Achamre. We'll see that Tosfos wants to make a chilek, but the Gemara didn't make a chilek. Midlake Mahadu L'Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Midi. The Moshav said, "Atzushtel over there, he was Mekadosh Arifte. The Memelo, then the Kiddush is not a hefsek." Mekadosh Achamre, then the Kiddush is Efsik. We'll see in Taisa what the Lomdus is. But the Gemara doesn't say that, so therefore Vais Taisa is no Kiddush. So Memela Salacha we paskin, one is permitted to wash Netila Shadayim and then make Kiddush. The Kiddush is not a Efsik between the Netila and the Suda. Mila Chatchile, Moizgim Achakach Noitlum, the Yadayim. Alt a different time, not alt Efsik, alt Ultustaris, Kebesilum, Maseches Brochis. With the Rav Shemin, and now the Rashbam says, from Rav we see another Kiddush also, Shemekatshon ala pas, Kemei Kiddush ala pas, Va'oimer va'yechulu, Va'mevorech ha'moitzi, Va'ene oichul, Gam lo yifrois ad sheyekadish, and after he makes the moitzi, he shouldn't eat from it, he has to make Kiddush, and he shouldn't break the chalo either, ad sheyekadish, acheke. V'dav ke Kiddush, So this is a second Kiddush of Rav, that you can make Kiddush al pas. Avol avdola einei ella al koi shal yayin. Kedem rinen, the Gemara says in Brochus, ashiru kavua al koi. That's all. Umi she ein loi koi yayin, v'mokim shergilin lishtois yayin. So what should he do? Al yavdol al pas. So to make avdola al pas, there's no such thing. The whole din al pas is only Kiddush, not Abdullah. The dialab Abdullah is Tvila, Besidah Rabamam. So Mamela, if he doesn't have Yayin, so be Yaitse with Abdullah Bitzvila. He won't make Kiddush al pas. It doesn't make Abdullah al pas. Zimnin sagin zek toisvis habe ke imne kami dara. Hash de masik, nar de gemore fio zois, de kiddish le habe hesach adas. A kiddish nar hesach adas. Bim toimar de bepek eilu dvorem omri besilu, mois ginas akois, prishe mek mezike, v'achar kach noitlen li yodayim, and then you noitlen li yodayim for Natila, for Pas. You're going to drink the wine in the Suda. So first make the Mezige, and then make Natila. The Torah is time to take of until it's Yadayim Suda. The Mezige is a Kois, have a Tvei, Hesach Hadas, Mekiddish. Frektach Tois was that if we pasken over here now, that a Fulu the Amir of the whole Kiddish, is not a Hesach Hadas. So why should Meziges HaKoyis be Yosef? B'yashloi medashani Mezige shehu b'chamen. B'tzorech digdok shlo yechoser v'shlo yoyser avetvei esach adas mikidish. Here you have to be completely involved and engrossed in the Mezige some emele, so that's icha esach adas. Kiddish is tak tachidish adumah. The Kiddish is not such a esach adas, even though you're saying the words. When Tam Pirish, the Hosam Ayri Bechoyl. When Tam learns, Goran and Vopshat. The Hosam Ayri Bechoyl, they are speaking about Bechoyl. They are speaking about Kiddush. He washes his hands, he wants to make Mezige. V'yeshloch Hoshim Yitel Koyde Mezige, if a wash before the Mezige, She Yasek Peshar Dvorim, Blo Yoichel Alta V'lav Adai Tech. That means that if he was to wash until he's a diamond, now he's going to be amazing the koi. So he's, after the Netila, he's involving himself with Dvorim, but they have no shaykhs at all to the Achilles HaPas. So he's going, getting involved in different yonim. So we're afraid he might go, and then after the Mezige, he'll see that something else has to be fixed, the Mesukin. So he'll do that. So he'll be in Gansen, Oisketon, from the Achila. So that Alvis will be Hesach Adas. I will be Shabbos and Locho Sheyaflik Ledover Achem. But Shabbos, instead, be Achem Sheshulchan Oroch V'yoichel Miyad. So Rabbi Natam learned Pshat that what is an Isser of Mezig is not an Isser Atzmi, no, it's an Isser Al-Tagzeire. That if he'll be permitted to involve himself with other nyonim, he might be Messiah Das. So Mamel de Gzeire is only by Bechoil, because there he's not Mekusher to the Sude. There could be the Sude isn't very Yerida.